很多哥林多教会的信徒啊，在怀疑保罗使徒的职分。
Many of the believers in the Corinth church weren't sure about the ministry of Paul.
所以保罗也在写信当中介绍职分的能力。
So in his epistle, Paul introduces to them the power of the ministry.
职分是神的怜悯。
The ministry is the mercy of God.
所以我们受了职分就不上当。
So when we receive the ministry, we do not lose heart.
那我们受了这个职分之后呢，也要敬重这个职分。
So after we have the ministry, we must honor it accordingly.
这个敬重表现在我们的品德。灵修还有我们的工作态度上面。
And we honor it through our character, our spiritual cultivation, and our work.
我们来读四章的第二节。
Let's see chapter 4, verse 2.
我们不上胆怎么样呢？第二节。
Verse 2, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
所以啊，我们一个有职分的人呢，一定要灵修啊。
So we who have the ministry must cultivate ourselves spiritually.
要弃绝暗昧的事情。
And cast aside things that are from the darkness.
圣洁本身就是一种力量。
Holiness in itself is a driving force.
我们教会的讲台啊，我们很重视。
And we honor and we regard highly the pulpit in our church.
有时候我们看到有些人私生活被质疑的人站讲台。
Sometimes we see some people who do not have very honorable private lives speak up in the pulpit.
很多弟兄姐妹啊，他就从位置上离开。
And some brothers and sisters depart from their position because of this.
所以，讲台真的是不容易站。
Therefore, it is not easy to stand in the pulpit.
不只是讲圣经的话。他是用整个生命在诠释圣经的话。
The pulpit is not only speaking about the word of God, but living the word of God through the whole person.
所以，人家不是听你讲什么，也是看你活出什么来。
So people do not see what you are saying, but actually how you lead your life.
所以那个人是本身就是讲章，不是道理才是讲章。
So it is not that the person in itself, that the word in itself is the sermon, but the person in itself becomes the script and the sermon itself.
尤其我们又强调我们是唯一得救的教会。
We emphasize that we are the only church of salvation.
在神的圣殿里面是完全光明洁白的圣城里面。
And everything within the holy temple of God, within the holy city of God,is pure and clean.
所以做圣工的人真的要灵修自己。
So those who work for God must cultivate themselves.
我记得以前到肯亚去的时候，跟肯亚的弟兄姐妹谈独一真教会。
Once I went to Kenya and I was talking to our members there regarding the truth of the only church.
我觉得跟他讲太多他不一定懂，就讲一个很简单的观念，就是哪一个教会不让犯过罪的人讲道，那个就是独一真教会。
And in order to not burden them and confuse them too much, I gave them this definition of the true church. The church which doesn't allow a person who sinned to preach, then that is the true church.
你知道到肯亚去，你常常看到有的人娶好几个老婆吗？
In Kenya, you see that many the people have many wives.
那有些这些样的人也在做教会的工人啊，甚至传福音啊。
This type of people do the work of the church and preach.
这个在一般的宗教界，比如说你随便谈，我们美国的宗教界犯过错的人继续做牧师，很多人啊。
In other denominations, even here in the United States,
那是公开的错误啊。
It's quite normal to see someone who sinned continue working, even if that becomes public.
这个是例子太多了啊。
And there are too many examples to mention.
但是，在真耶稣教会就很难。
But in the true Jesus Church, it is not so.
所以我们一个有职分的人要离弃这些暗昧可耻的行为。
Therefore, we who have the ministry should cast aside any shameful and deceitful acts.
那我们也要这个把神的道理表明出来了，要忠心的传扬。
And at the same time, we should faithfully preach and manifest the word of God.
一个长老在这次的传道讲习会退休会跟我们上课。
There was an elder who held the class during our minister's retreat.
那他就谈到说，当传道 就是要讲圣经了。
And he said that the duty of a pastor is to talk about the Bible.
以圣经为主，把圣经的道理阐明出来。
To see the Bible as the center and explain the words of the Bible.
这个神的话本身就是光啊。
The word of God itself is the light.
所以在第四节他这样讲啊。
Therefore, in verse 4 it says.
如果有人不信哦，是世界的神弄瞎了他们的眼睛啊。
If someone does not believe, it is because the God of this world blinded their eyes.
叫福音的光呢，啊，不能照进他们，照到他们那里啊。
Lest the light of the gospel shine on them.
哦，所以对一个渴慕道理的人哦，他真的会喜欢到真耶稣教会里面来聚会。
For someone who thirsts the truth, then coming to Jesus Church to have service is something very natural.
有人在介绍 Mega Church 哦，现在美国最 popular 最受欢迎的就是很多的所谓的那个大型的 mega church 那个大型的教会。
Lately in the United States, mega churches have become quite popular.
有时候我只是电视上看看，有一些在美国最出名的年轻牧师在谈道理了，有时候听听他讲道理。
And I sometimes hear what the young preachers of these mega churches have to say.
但我没有到过现场啊。
This is on TV. I never went to one.
但是有一个同工在讲说，他们现场有的哈，就是坐在像在咖啡吧一样呢，边喝咖啡边看荧幕了，这样子。
But I hear that sometimes the situation in these mega churches is that the believers have their coffee and they are looking at a big screen TV.
所以那种敬虔的气氛也没有了。
So that atmosphere of reverence is totally lost.
所以其实。圣堂里面哦，我们不要让社会那些比较 fancy 的东西带进来。
We shouldn't let the fancy things of society enter into the holy chapel.
你把感性的东西带进来的时候，人会得到满足的，没有错。
If you bring things that are stimulating, people will be satisfied. That is a fact.
那个鼓啦，那个摇滚乐啦，那真的会让人嗨起来，没有错。
Like drums or stimulating music, that will stimulate people, that's for sure.
但是呢，没有办法像道理那么扎实。
But it cannot be as effective and as rooted as the truth.
感性来了又走。
Because these emotions come and go.
但是道理真的像光，能够指出人的一个价值。那个印象真的很深刻，那是到灵魂深处里面去的东西。
But the truth indeed goes into the depth of the spirit and make people see what is the true value.
很可惜啦，在现在的时代，大家都厌烦纯正的道理。
It is unfortunate that people abhor the true and pure word.
所以常常要用一些比较感性的东西来取代来迎合。
And this is why people have to compromise and replace the truth with simulating things.
但是在真耶稣教会里面，我们还是强调，大家认真祷告，你就会。神就会开你的心，道理就容易听得进去，就有办法把那个比较扎实的东西听到灵魂的深处里面去。
But in the true Jesus Church, we say that if you pray hard enough, then you will be able to understand the truth and feel the truth in your heart.
所以哦，你如果仔细调查那个学生联会
，So you if you examine and observe carefully during SSC,
什么时候他们祷告不好呢？他就会嫌这个传道讲的不好啦，那个人讲的很烂啦，我来这边浪费时间呐。
When the prayers are not good, the students complain and give their feedback, saying this preacher doesn't know how to talk. This preacher is not good.
那如果说我们每个人都祷告到灵里的深处去啊
，But if we pray in the depth of the spirit,
真的一个很平时的，你会觉得很平时的道理，你会感动你的心，会扎你的心呢。
Then indeed, an ordinary sermon would move your heart.
我们这些书要走这个方向
，And this is where we are walking towards.
我们不是走那种飘在半空中那种，让人家用那种。世界潮流在吸引人的方法来造就来帮助教会，这个绝对不是对的方向。
We don't want to use the trends and the currents of the world and bring them into the church because this is not the right direction.
所以哦，到教会里面来，我们真的要重视祷告。
Therefore, when we come to church, let us emphasize prayer.
什么时候祷告到深处啊？无论你讲的太烂啊，他会说哇，我这次好满足哦，这个道理好好哦，真的。
And if you pray in the depth of the spirit, no matter how mediocre is the word in the pulpit, you'll be filled and satisfied in your soul.
这个敬重自己的职分哦，这边也特别谈到不传扬自己。
And here it also says in regards to honoring the ministry, not to preach oneself.
我们看四章的第五节，请读。
Let's see chapter 4 verse 5. Chapter 4 verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
我们来到教会只有一个主，就是耶稣基督。
We come to church to honor one only master, which is Jesus Christ.
我们有职分的人啊，是众人的仆人。
And we who have the ministry are servants for all.
所以在教会里面呢，要做大的，你要做小啊。
So in order to be great in the true church, you have to be
small. 在神里面要享受神的荣耀，你要去服侍人呢。
If you want to be glorious in God, you have to serve people.
所以啊，在教会里面真的不传自己。
So in church, we do not preach ourselves.
我们伯恩教会有一些西裔的同龄啊哈。
In Baldwin Park, we have members who are of Western origin.
然后有一次，一个西裔的同龄叫我说 ，"You are my spiritual father." 我吓一跳。
And one of them actually came to me and said, "You are my spiritual father."
What?I'm your spiritual father.
And I said, what?
他说对啊，以前我们的教会都说，那个牧师都说我是你的 spiritual father 啊，所以你要听我的啊。
And that is because in our previous church, the pastor said I'm a spiritual father, so you should listen to my word.
那我在想这个问题，我到底是不是他的 spiritual father 了
？So I really thought to myself, am I indeed his spiritual father?
保罗说我们要像父亲呐、啊，不是说叫我们要做父亲呐、啊， Paul, 不是说我们是他的父亲呐、啊。他说我们所做的要像个父亲，而不是说我要做他的父亲呐、啊、哦。
Because what Paul said is that we should have the attitude and treat the members as a father, but not that we should actually be their father.
那如果我可以做 spiritual father, 那我可以变 spiritual mother 咯。
If I'm a spiritual father, then why can't I be a spiritual mother?
因为保罗说他不是像父亲一样，他也像母亲一样咯。
Because Paul also said that he's like a mother.
那我在想，为什么外教会的朋友们他们会讲自介绍自己他是 spiritual father 呢
？So I think to myself, what is it that people from other churches?Refer to themselves as spiritual fathers.
我们不要批评了，我们不要去怀疑啊，我们不要去骗人家的东西。但是我们教会里面的观念哦，就是这个工人是一个没有用的器皿啊。
Let's not guess or try to criticize. But what we want to say is that in this church, we are all vessels of God.
所以是众人的仆人。
And therefore, we are the servants of all.
我们在神学院的时候，一个老师给我们一个circle 的理论呢，圈圈理论呢。
And during TTP, a teacher taught us the theory of the circle.
他说呢，传道人跟弟兄姐妹就好像一个圈圈一样。
He said that the preachers and the members form a circle.
你平常是站在圈圈里面的啦。
And normally, you are within the circle.
有必要的时候，你就站出来代表神说话，替神说话。
And when the need comes, you step out of the circle and speak for God.
回去又站在那个圈圈里面。
And then you return back to the circle.
我觉得这个理论不错的。
And I think this is quite a good theory.
所以我觉得夏威夷的弟兄姐妹他们叫传道叫弟兄这也是好了。
So I think that it is very good that members in Hawaii call the pastors as brother.
因为传道也是弟兄啊。
Because pastors are indeed brothers too.
我们传扬福音的时候就是传道了啊。
When we preach the gospel, we are pastors and preachers.
我们也是做传道的弟兄啊。
But we are also your brothers.
所以职分是荣耀的没有错。
Therefore, the ministry is glorious. This is right.
但是人是卑微的啦，人是仆人，没有用的啦。
But the people are lowly; they are servants. They are useless.
有这样的观念哦，我们就不会传扬自己。
So with this type of mentality, we will not preach ourselves.
所以我还记得那个时候当神学生，那个老师一直讲那个故事，不要狐假虎威哦，不要因为老虎在旁边你就生气了。
And this preacher in TTP told us that we shouldn't get angry according to the circumstances.
那个故事我听了100遍了。
And this story I heard it hundreds of times already.
当然了，那个狐狸哈，那个狐狸不是要跟老虎讲说我是森林里面最大的，不然你跟着我到森林里面去看一看。
The story goes like this: There is a little fox that goes to the Lion King and says, "I am the king of the jungle. If you don't believe me, come with me."
啊，结果那个老虎就信他，好，到跟你森林看看。那大家看到老虎就吓死了，然后以为。看到他后面的老虎吓死了，那狐狸呢？那个就是狐假虎威了哈。
So as the king, as the lion and the fox walked through the jungle, the animals were afraid of the king, actually. But the fox was with him.
大家是敬畏神的，大家是敬畏神的，怕神的。我们人是没有什么的。
We all fear God, and because we are men and we have flesh, we are nothing.
为什么摩西不能够进到迦南地区？
Why was Moses unable to enter the land of Canaan?
因为他夺取了神的荣耀。
Because he robbed God of his glory.
所以我们真的做工人啊，不要夺取神的荣耀。
So we who work for God, let us keep this in mind.
这个真的是不容易哦。
It is actually not that easy.
这也是一个试验、试探、试炼。
And it is also a trial or a test that we are put under.
真的，如果你从讲台上面讲的，你觉得说，哎，你尽力了，那下来。下来听我讲说，哇，你刚刚讲的哦，那个你心里会说，哦，嘴巴会说感谢主，感谢主，但心中有时候会想说 ，You can say that again。
Maybe if you give a good sermon and you think you did okay and the members tell you you did very, very good, you will say out of your mouth, thank God. But in your heart, maybe you will tell the member, say that again. So indeed, let us be cautious because we do not show or preach ourselves. This chapter also mentions that the ministry is like a treasure in an earthen vessel. Let's see verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7.
四章七节.
Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Some people explain and interpret the treasure as the Holy Spirit. And of course, this makes sense as well.
但是从前后文看更直接的应该就是职分是一个宝贝
From the context, the more direct explanation is that this treasure is the ministry we have been talking about.
我们本身是瓦器啊
We ourselves are the vessel.
我们要承认我们是随便掉到地上就会碎的人啊
And we have to admit that we are fragile and whenever we hit the floor,
如果神不让我们做 不是神保守随时把我们生命调走随时
If God didn't keep us, the Holy Spirit will be taken away from us and we will fall under temptation and lose all opportunities. So let's understand that our essence is none other than a vessel. Look at how Paul and Barnabas did great things for God and people took circles of flowers and oxen to sacrifice
them.
They tore their garments and went within among the people.
他们说,
saying, we are men as well.
我们是瓦器,
we are vessels.
我们就要常常记住,
and we have to remember that we are vessels. And to be able to be used by God, we have to be clean.
我们常跟小朋友讲说,
We teach the kids that in church some are made of silver, some made of gold. And some people have a better background during their upbringing. But from the essence, we are all vessels. If you are a golden glass, but inside you are unclean, will the master use you? This is impossible.
所以我们要这个瓦器要常常保持干净。
So we need to keep the vessel clean.
如果不干净，服侍会像耶稣雅一样，魔鬼在旁边一直控告他。
Because otherwise we'll be
大祭司耶稣雅。
Like the high priest Joshua, who was accused by Satan.
这个瓦器也要常常是倒空自己。
The vessel needs to be empty.
那神就会充满我们。
So that God can fill us.
神的能力就会充满我们。
The power of God can fill us from within.
那真的是一个很大的福气哦。 因为这个瓦器可以彰显大能力。
This is a huge blessing because from the vessel, great power can be shown.
这个能力是出于神啊。
And this power comes from God.
所以神，我们刚提到说，神真的有时候借职分啊，施行大权能。
We mentioned that God uses the ministry to show His great power.
所以你看哦，那个西门啊。 有个长老说他祷告打开眼睛啊没有专心祷告了那个行邪术的西门啊
The elder said that Simon, the sorcerer, was not praying and that is why he saw the apostles laying hands and the members receiving the Holy Spirit.
人家都在祷告他要睁眼睛看
So people were praying but he was with his eyes
看到,
open.
哇这个彼得一按手就得圣灵啊
And he saw when Peter laid hands, the members received the Holy Spirit.
大概彼得按手他就来跟他说兄弟来旁边说个话吧
Maybe he called Peter aside saying, I need to talk to you.
卖给我, 哇这个能力太好了卖给我
Sell me this, I will pay you for this power.
保罗说你跟你的钱财灭亡了
And Peter said, you and your money should perish before God.
你想神的全能是可以用钱买得到的吗?
Do you think that the power of God can be bought with money?
所以是借着那个职分, 借着彰显神莫大的能力。
So it is through the ministry that the great power of God is manifested.
真的有, 这次我们来听, 谢长龙讲课, 他也说, 如果有机会他要做见证, 真的有的人啊, 不能怀孕啊, 他祷告, 那神听那个人祷告, 结果他们就能够怀孕。
Elder Shea mentioned that he has many testimonies, and one of these many of these testimonies are related to women who could not give birth, and when someone prayed for them, they had children.
我听这样的话，我就很感动。When
I hear this, I am moved.
所以你仔细听，他是说神听他的祷告，虽然谢长老帮他祷告。
And
你仔细听谢长老他讲的，真的是我们看到我们的工人真的是。 没有在表扬自己了。
When you hear that he's someone pray for you, it's actually Elder Sheikh who pray for these women. We see how God's workers do not show and preach themselves.
但是借着那个职分啊，人家就可以生孩子。
But through the ministry he has, this woman could bear children.
所以真的可以彰显神的能力。
So from this we can see how God's power is manifested.
这个能力哦，这边也特别提到这个瓦器能够彰显神的能力呢。啊，这个能力呢，也让我们呢、啊，借着神来的能力呢，可以克服周遭的困难。
It mentions here that this power that lives within the vessel can make us overcome all type of difficulty.
啊，我们来读第八节到第十二节。
Let's see verses 8 through 12.
Chapter 八节到十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 8 to 12. Verse 8. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. 9. Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. 10. Always carrying about in the body dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. 11. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. 12. So then death is working in us, but life in you.
这个职分像宝贝在器皿里。
So thisministry is like a treasure in the earthen vessel.
那因为神还要用我们所以呢，他真的可以让我们来克服、突破很多环境上的困难。
And because God is willing to employ us, He can let us overcome all type of difficulties.
所以你看第八节可以突破四面受敌。可以突破心理作难。
In verse 8, we see that we can overcome the heart pressing on every side as well as the despair.
第九节可以克服逼迫，克服被打倒。
In verse 9, we can overcome persecution and being struck down.
因为知道神如果用我，我绝对不会死，所以身上常常带着死啊，就是说在危险的地方，只要神要用我，我还是敢去。
And because we know that God wants to use us, even with the danger of death, I am willing to go wherever God sends me.
所以虽然身上带的死却让人家能够常常有这种死在我们身上发动，生呢却在他就比其他人身上发动了。
So as we carry this death, we bring life to others.
所以我们做圣工的人都有这种观念。
We who work for God should have this concept.
就是神今天给我们这个职分要用这个职分，如果时间没有到，我一定可以继续做下去了。如果神愿意用，继续用我了。
Which is that given that I have this ministry, if the time has not come, I can continue doing my job and perform my duties.
所以就能够真的不怕苦，不怕难，不怕死。
So we can have no fear of death, of difficulty, and of other adversities.
这是海军陆战队的队训，是不是？不怕苦，不怕难，不怕死。
I think this might be the motto of the Marines.
我以前听一个工人做一个见证。
I heard a church worker give a testimony once.
他说他到他陪杨长老去非洲了。
And this worker went with to Africa with Elder Yang.
然后后来他生病了。
And then
那个陪杨长老去的那个人生病了。
The member who went
工人生病了。
The worker fell sick.
然后说到非洲去你最好不要进医院，因为进医院小病会变大病啊。然后的有命会变没命，所以最好不要进非洲的医院。
He mentioned that if you get sick in Africa, don't go to a hospital because your small sickness will become a great sickness, and your great sickness will become death.
所以他就当他那么一直病而靠祷告。
So he said that in Africa we just rely on prayer for healing.
有天病得实在太难过了，觉得自己快死了。
And one day he was feeling so bad that he thought that he was about to die.
突然之间一个观念下来，我不会死。
And suddenly he has this.Changes his mind, saying, "I will not die."
为什么呢
？Why?
他说我死了，没有人带杨长老回台湾呢。
He thought that if I die, then no one can bring Elder Yang back to Taiwan.
他不会英文呢。
Because Elder Yang doesn't speak English.
靠我帮他翻译，靠我帮他带路啊。
And I am the one who guides him throughout the way and translate for him.
想到这里，他心情就起来了。
So when he thought about this, he became more lively.
真的隔天就好了，病就好了。一祷告有信心啊，主耶稣就停了，病就好了。
And with faith and prayer, the next day he was healed.
我真的有些工人真的有这种想法。这个能力啊，让我们可以克服环境的困难。
And this is
这个职分的能力啊。
How some workers rely on the ministry and the power of the ministry to have this breakthrough in their thought.
我听一个尔湾的长老讲一个故事。
An elder from Irvine once told a story.
明明他太太已经病得很厉害了。
And his wife was very sick.
但他心有个观念哦。
But in his heart, he had a certain thought.
总会派我到哪里，我就去哪里。虽然我太太在生病了。
No matter what happens, no matter if my wife is sick, whatever the GA sends me, I will go.
绝对不会因为我出去这个原因呢，啊，让我太太的病更严重啊。
And it will not come to pass that my wife gets worse because I was sent out by the GA.
所以我们从她身上看到很多这种神奇的作为。为什么？因为她有这个强烈的信心，主耶稣要用她。啊，虽然有一些阻挡，啊，他克服了，主耶稣帮他解决他的困难。
For his example, we see the great acts of God because he is not afraid of the things that he might face because he knows that Jesus is behind him.
所以很多工人真的有不怕死的心呐，哈。
So we have many church workers who are not afraid of death.
遭逼迫，我们不会被丢弃的。
Because we shall not be forsaken in times of
persecution. 打倒了也不会死啦。
And when we are struck down, we shall not die.
虽然被困住了，也不会作难呐。
Although we are bound, we are not troubled.
这个是我们的信心呐。
This is our faith.
有一次啊，一个传道人呢，啊，病生得很重。
There was once when a pastor felt very sick.
他的爸爸就跟他讲说：“你不要去了啦，跟总会讲你请假。”
And his father told him, "Take a vacation from the GA. Don't go."
你变了，这个生病了哦，总会知道，总会也是人呢。
Because you are sick, the GA it's administered by people. They won't understand.
他的孩子跟他讲，不会死啊。
And the son, the pastor said, "I won't die."
这个小病啊，不是大病啊。你看是大病，我看是小病啊。
You think that I'm very sick, but this is a small deal. No problem.
还是这样出去啊。
And in this way, he went out to work.
啊，他走了三站哈，他经过了就是一站、两站、三站。那出差嘛哈，有三个地方要去。
And he had three hops in his itinerary.
我真的有时候觉得很不好意思，自己生病到弟兄姐妹家做客，那个弟兄姐妹哦，整个晚上睡不着觉，真的。
And sometimes it is hard for the pastor to do this because they think that they might disturb the brothers and sisters that host them at night.
哎，真的，一咳嗽啦，一生病啦，那个他们接待他的人啊，整个晚上都担心呢。
And because they make the host family be worried about the sickness of the pastor when they cough or sneeze.
但是那个工人就有这样的信心哦，不会死啊。
But this preacher had the faith that he would not die.
到第三站了，神就医治他了。
And at the third stop of his journey, God healed him.
职分是宝贝在瓦器。
Therefore, the ministry is a treasure in an earthen vessel.
我再来谈一谈，再谈一谈一个永恒性的问题。
Let's also talk about the eternity in ministry.
这是我们在为神工作的人，我们都有这样的观念。
And we who work for God have this notion and this understanding.
所以我们来看第五章第一节。
Let's see chapter 5, verse 1.
下个 slide. 下个 slide. 我们原知道。We know, so we know.
Chapter 5, verse 1, for we know.
我们啊，这件事情是我们做圣工的人都知道的啦。
This is something that we know as church workers.
啊，所以呢，啊，我们不丧胆。
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
那我们做圣工哦，有时候有很多问题，但是我们不丧胆，包括我们肉体的一种问题，我们也不丧胆。
And when we do holy work, we face much trouble, even troubles in the flesh, but we are not discouraged.
啊，这个是我们啊。谈到保罗他们在服事当中呢，有一个永恒的观念在心里面。
And Paul, during his ministry, he talks about the concept of eternity.
我们先来谈啊，不丧胆，为什么呢
？Let's first talk about why we do not lose heart.
第十六节，三章啊，四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
真的，我们这个肉体啊，会渐渐毁坏。
Indeed, the outer body is corrupted day after day.
你会觉得你的体力好像比以前差很多。
Do you feel that you have much less energy than before?
有时候40岁很难了解50岁的人的痛苦，50岁很难了解60岁的人的痛苦。
Sometimes it is hard for a 40-year-old to understand what a 50-year-old goes through, and for the 50-year-old, he cannot imagine what the 60-year-old is dealing with.
真的有时候很难想象说为什么坐着会睡着，躺着睡不着，我到现在还没办法想象。
I still cannot understand why some people can sleep while they are sitting, but they cannot sleep lying down.
我大概还不到60岁了。
Maybe it is because I'm not 60.
我们的肉体啊，会慢慢的衰败。
Our bodies degrade slowly.
有时候不得不承认啊。
And sometimes we just have to admit it.
有时候有点伤感就是了。
And sometimes we lament about it.
我跟一些同龄分享过，我这个头发哦，有时候让我也是很伤感。
Sometimes I shared with you that my hair gives me headaches at times.
有一次我在这里祷告。
And once I was praying right here in the front because I came early.
那一个妈妈带个小朋友来教会。
And there was a mother with their child came here to church and they came early as well.
那个小朋友大概三四岁而已。
The kid was actually 3 or 4.
他跑从那边跑进来，看到会堂，看到我在祷告。
And as he ran into the chapel, he saw me praying.
他大概不是，他不晓得是谁在祷告。
I guess he didn't recognize me.
他就大声喊：“妈妈，妈妈，有个老公公在会堂祷告。
”And he said, "Mom, mom, come and see. There is an old man praying here in church."
我说听了。不是我不想专心祷告，实在是听了就很难专心祷告。
And I tell you that I didn't want to be distracted, but it was very hard to focus after this kid said this.
我都还没有娶媳妇，什么时候变老公公了呢
？I wonder myself, when did I become an old man?
这个岁月不饶人，岁月如挥刀啊，刀刀催人老。
And really, times go by flying, and it's not merciful on anyone.
那时候我们肉体真的会渐渐朽坏。
Our bodies are decaying day by day.
但是我们的心哦，不会呢。
But this is not so with our heart.
我们的心哦，有主耶稣帮助，还可以每天一天新是一天呢。
Because with God's help, we can even be renewed day after day.
你的心真的可以永葆年轻哦。
Your heart can be forever young.
啊，这里我们看到我们长者来跟我们上课，有时候光他站在这里，我们就觉得很感动啊。比如他不讲，我们就觉得很感动。为什么？看到一颗年轻的心跟年轻的工作精神。
Sometimes when we see more senior ministers come to teach us, we feel moved even before they speak because we notice their youthful attitude and their youthful service to God.
所以我们不要以为啊，我们不要因为我们年纪哦衰败了哦，我们年纪大了哦，我们就有一种更灰色的思潮在我们心里面。
So let us not have dark thoughts just because of our age.
我们心可以永远不老的。
Because our hearts can be forever young.
甚至可以每天更新的。
And our hearts can even be renewed day by day.
这是保罗的心情啊。
This is what Paul felt.
这是保罗喜乐的秘诀。
And this is the source on the secret of Paul's joy.
所以我们也应该有学习这样一种喜乐的来源啊。
And we should also learn from Paul how to obtain this joy.
那你心里要有一个观念，要有一个盼望，有一个想法。
In your mind, you need to have a hope and a certain mentality.
没有错，我现在年纪大了，我常常腰会痛。
It is true that I am old and my hip hurts.
或者是你这个走路，你跪久了，你膝盖会痛。
Or maybe when you kneel for a long time, your knees hurt.
或者是你常常有失眠的问题。
Or it might be that you have insomnia.
真的有时候肉体啊，带这个毛病啊，我们有时候会很 discouraged， 会觉得很沮丧。哎呀，真的老了，没有用了，没有用了啦。
Sometimes we feel that we have become useless and we are discouraged by the ailments we feel in the flesh.
那保罗提出个想法，你要跟永恒做比较哦。
But Paul then says you should compare this to eternity.
你现在所受的是自惭自轻的苦楚。
What you suffer now is this light and temporary affliction.
你想看哦，如果有一条线哦，这边是无限的长，那边也无限的长啊。
Think about a line that is endless on one end and also endless on the other.
人生只是这个无限的里面的一点而已啊，我们的生命就是这个无限的一点而已啊。
And then think about your life as only one point in this line.
所以我们在这里无论受的是苦，如果跟这个永恒比起来，那是极重永远无比的荣耀，这个是自战自清的苦楚。
So in this way things come into perspective and you realize that your life is a light and temporary affliction compared to the eternal joy and glory you will receive in the future.
那我们的心就好像阳光又照进来一样啊，那这样我可以忍受得住，因为我一个永恒在等着我。
Then it seems that a ray of light has come into our heart because we know and we hope that this eternity is awaiting us.
那我的心又可不可以更新一次啊？
And thenCan our hearts be renewed like this?
所以保罗就是这样的观念了哈。
This is the knowledge Paul had.
我们传福音，我们做圣工，我们都有这样的观念。我们活在这个世界都有这样的观念。
When we pray and we preach the gospel and we live in this world, we should have this notion.
所以如果有这样的观念哦，你真的可以做到生命最后一口气啊。
And with this type of idea, we can catch a breath in our lives.
可以服侍神到生命最后一口气。
Sorry,
如果有这样的观念
，we can serve God until we breathe our last breath.
保罗就想说，哎呀，我老了啦。
That was the whole thing, I am old.
哎呀，这个老了就是要休息啊，为什么要工作呢？
And old people need to rest. Why do you ask me to do this?
我已经为教会煮饭煮一辈子了呢，那个年轻人在做什么啊？
I cook for church forever. What are the youth doing these days?
你就不会这样想，因为你有一颗年轻的心啊，你还可以服侍，活着 活着，你还有用。
You don't want to think like this because you are young at heart and your life is meaningful to Christ.
有一次有个老婆婆跟我讲一句很有意思的话。
Once a grandma told me something that I found quite interesting.
她说活动，活动，活动，活着就要动，不动就很难活。
He said that life is motion. Without motion, there is no life.
所以我们虽然年纪大了，我们还要动啊，我们要做啊，哦，我就要做，不要，啊，不要吃饱等死。
So although we are old, we have to move. We have to mobilize ourselves and do things for Christ, and not just sit down and wait for the day of our death to come.
啊，这样人生太消极了哈。
We don't want to lead this type of passive life.
啊，可以做工啊。
We can still work.
即使什么都不能动了，你祷告也是一种动。
If we cannot move anything, we can move our minds through prayer.
哎，那个祷告就是最大的圣功啊。
And prayer is the greatest holy work we can never do.
所以我们内心一天心思一天。
Our hearts are renewed day by day.
那这是我们不上胆的一个想法。
And this is why we are not discouraged.
第五节开始，我们原来是知道的啊，这个事实啊，我们每个人都知道的。
In verse 5 it says that we, in chapter 5 it says that we know this.
我们的灵魂哦，现在是住在一个地上的帐篷了。
We know
that
our spirits are dwelling in a worldly tent, which is our body.
我们将来的灵魂呢，要我们的魂呢，要住一个天上的房屋。
And our spirits in the future will dwell in a heavenly abode.
那为什么用地上的帐篷呢？因为帐篷，如果你说 tent， 那个时间都是短暂的。你 camping 那个时间都是短暂的。你去露营啊，那个时间都是短暂的。所以地上的帐篷就是我们这个身体啊，是一个短暂的。
The reason we use the tent as a comparison is that when you think about a tent, you know and you think that it's temporary.
And
in the future will be a cloth with our heavenly home. Let's see chapter 5, verse
1.
Chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
第二节
2, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
真的有时候我们也是会有叹息的，带着这个肉体哦，有很多的劳苦愁烦。
We groan and we sigh because of the pain and the affliction we have in the flesh.
有时候就像一个老姐妹跟我讲一个故事，有时候觉得真的如果能够那样有多好。
And sometimes life is like a story and old sister used to tell.
有一次她后来才知道她那一次是 minor stroke， 是一个很小的中风。
It was later on that I found out that this sister suffered a minor stroke.
她说她早上去厨房去洗手间刷牙洗脸。
She said that one morning she woke up and went to the bathroom to brush her teeth and to wash her face.
突然间觉得头晕她就躺在厕所里面。
And suddenly she felt a great headache, so she lied down right in the bathroom.
大概躺到中午。
And she was lying there until midday.
起来已经就是已经中午了这样子。
When she woke up, it was already noon.
跟我谈这件事的时候，她掉眼泪啊。
When she was recounting this to me, she was shedding tears.
为什么要回来呢？为什么我要醒过来呢？
She was saying, why did I have to come back? Why did I have to wake up?
如果我这样躺下去不是很好吗？
If I just lay down like that, isn't it wonderful?
真的无痛无病啊，什么都就是这样子。真的有时候我们在这个肉体的帐篷，我们是深深叹息啦。
It would have been great if I went without pain, without suffering, without anything. And sometimes we live our lives in this tent, in this manner.
我们活着的确是有一些有一些责任有一些让我们很难处理的事情。
In our lives, we have duties and responsibilities that are difficult to deal with.
我们真的很想穿那个天上的房屋啦。
And we want to be clothed with this house from heaven.
第三节
Verse 3, if indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
第四节
4, for we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up in life.
如果我们被主耶稣医到了，没有穿上那个属灵的身体，没有一个得救的身体真的是很丢脸的。
If Jesus finds us without a body of salvation, we shall be in shame like if we were naked.
那保罗又说，其实我们并不是真的愿意脱下这个了，才实在是愿意穿上那一个了。
And Paul says that it is not that we want to get rid of this clothing, but that we want to be clothed with the other one.
我是这样理解的，就是说他不是真的愿意说死去，而是真的主耶稣今天就来然后呢，我这个身体马上变化。 哦，不用经过死啦，我就这样变化了。所以不是愿意哦，经历死啦，就是真的愿意啊，穿上那个天上的房子了。
My understanding is that Paul doesn't want to go through death, but rather he wants Jesus to come to be transformed in the spirit and ascend to heaven.
啊，那个身体一变化之后呢，那个地上的帐篷就被生命吞灭了，被永恒的生命呢不见了，它就是被吞灭了。
And when you're transformed into a spiritual body, then this tent is disappeared and is swallowed up in life.
这个是。保罗的希望了哈，第五节。
This is Paul's desire. Let us see verse 5. Verse 5. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
哦，你怎么知道说这个永恒啊，复活啊，这是真的呢？
How do you know that resurrection and eternal life are true?
因为我们有圣灵做凭据啊。
Because we have the Holy Spirit as the guarantee.
耶稣说，如果我不去，圣灵就不来。
Jesus said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit shall not come.
我去是为你们预备天家去的。
And I go to prepare a place for you in heaven.
预备好了，我要再来。
After I have prepared that, I will come back to you.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit came,
代表他已经去了
represented that Jesus went,
在我们预备天家了。
That he's preparing a place for us.
有一个传道讲哦，这个天地啊，六天就造成了啊，主耶稣预备天家，预备两千多年都还没预备好啊。
There's a preacher that says that God created heaven and earth in 6 days, but he is taking more than thousands of years to prepare the heavenly place.
那不晓得是一个多好的地方。
So we do not know how great that place is.
保罗说那个是好的无比的地方。
And Paul says that that place is great without comparison.
那我们继续往下读。
Let's continue reading.
往下读，我们来看第六节。
Verse 6, chapter 5, verse 6. So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
所以我们要坦然无惧了，我们没有害怕 confidence.
We are confident, we have no fear.
所以我们知道我们现在跟主相离我们没有办法亲眼见主没有办法跟主面对面因为我们还住在身内呢。
And we know that we cannot be face to face with the Lord because we live within the body.
但是我们有一天真的有属灵的身体呢，我们就能够知道主要我们所知道的，一切都知道了。
One day when we carry the spiritual body, we shall know everything the Lord wants us to know.
所以我们就坦然无惧了，不怕了。
And that is why we are without fear, we have confidence.
来，我们问一个问题好不好？
Let me ask you something.
不怕死的请举手。
Raise your hand if you do not fear death.
好，谢谢。怕死的请举手。
If you fear death, please raise your hand now.
Okay.当然带着肉体我们可能会怕死了。
Of course, because we have the flesh, we might fear death.
但是读了这一章之后我们希望大家真的不用怕死。
But after reading this chapter, I encourage you not to fear death anymore.
因为那是一个好无比的地方啊。
Because that place is wonderful.
所以有人说死亡真的是好像可怕，但是只要你摸到了，你发觉到它其实不可怕的。
So some people say that although death is frightening, once you go through it, it is not that bad.
它是一个新的生命的开始。
Because it is the beginning of a new life.
所以有一个人他这样讲，一个人他快死掉，他的家人在哭了。
There was a person in their deathbed, surrounded by his or her family members.
这个人懂圣经，他跟家人这样讲。
And this person understood and knew the Bible, so he said this to his family.
你为什么哭呢？
Why do you cry?
It is not day of sorrow, but day of joy. 这是不是一个让你难过的日子，是一个让你快乐的日子。
This is not a day of sorrow, but it is a day of joy.
这不是一个朽坏的日子，这是一个荣耀的日子。
This is not a day of destruction, this is a day of glory.
我们将来要再见面的。
Because we will see each other again.
我听说有一个人把他女儿的丧礼办。当婚礼办啊。
I heard that there was a certain person who made his daughter's funeral into a wedding type ceremony.
大家有听过这个故事吗？
I don't know if you heard this story before.
我们叫一个长辈他的女儿很早就过世了。后来他死的不是穿死人的衣服，把他穿新娘装了。
There was an elderly member from our church whose daughter passed away early, so he did not clothe the daughter with normal funeral clothes, but rather with a wedding gown.
因为保罗不是说他已经把我们许配给一个像贞洁的童女，许配给一个丈夫了吗？
Because Paul says that we have been like a virgin prepared for the husband.
所以这是。这个爸爸的心情这个不是死是嫁，把他嫁给主耶稣。
This is what the father believed, that this was not death, there was a wedding between the daughter and Jesus Christ.
我这次听一个长老在谈这个临 敬恩的爸爸临什么？临从到长老的丧礼啊的一个过程。
I heard how the memorial service of Elder Lin was carried out. 啊，
他说他那个一节表里面呢、啊，没有讲故人呢、啊。故人就是死去的人嘛，对不对
？In their the statement they had during the funeral, the encouragement, it did not mention the deceased.
因为他说死不是还活着啊，为什么要讲故人呢
？Because when we die, we are actually still alive. Why do you have to say deceased?
然后他说也没有所谓的欠位词。
And there are no words of comfort. There is no eulogy.
为什么要欠位呢？我们不觉得我们分开啊，只是到一个天国去而已啊。为什么要迁位呢？我们不悲伤，为什么要迁位呢
？Why do we need to say words of goodbye or farewell if we will meet again in heaven？
我听他这样一分析，我觉得哇，真的有的人他们真的看事情，真的把这个事情哈、哦，把它看成只是到另外一个地方去居住而已啦。
When I heard this, I really felt that these people believe that in our faith we just go to another place to live. We do not die.
所以我们真的不上当。
So really, we do not lose heart.
我们原知道主耶稣为我们预备一个更好的地方。
Because we know that Jesus has prepared a better place for us.
好，我们这节到几点？4:20。好，我们下一个 slide 啊、哦。这个我们讲过了，对不对？哈，先到的恳求。
We mentioned the beseeching in the ministry.
我们看前面一个 slide。这个我们在早祷会讲过了。
We mentioned this during the morning prayer.
这是五章的十一节，这是这是我们来读一下，我们复习一下五章的十一节。
Let us review chapter 5, verse 11.
五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11. Verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences.
这是保罗在信道当中开始劝弟兄姐妹了，求弟兄姐妹了。
This is the pleading from Paul to the believers.
我们再看二十节。
Let's also read verse 20. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
神也求你们，我们也劝你们呢。
So we, God is pleading and we implore you.
啊，这个就是说，让我们要跟神和好。
We want to be reconciled to God.
啊，要为主耶稣来活。
And we have to live in behalf of Jesus Christ.
这个是我们讲过，第五章就这样结束了。
And we conclude chapter 5 in this way.
那第六章也是劝你们呢。
Chapter 6 is also about encouraging.
那从第六章到第七章哦，大概劝三件事情。
And there are three aspects of this encouragement in chapters 6 and 7.
那下一个 slide。不是上一个 slide 哦，这里对，啊、哦，欠三件事情啊。
These are the three things.
你看那个大字哈，第一个大就是不要徒受神的恩典哈。
The first is not to take grace of God in vain.
这也是劝他们这样做了。
This is Paul's encouragement and admonition.
我们看第六章的第一节。
Let us see chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.We then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
所以保罗说我们今天、哦、既然得到神这么多恩典、哦、我们做传道同工的我们做使徒同工的、啊、劝大家、哦、不要要为主耶稣活了不要徒受他的恩典了。
So Paul tells his fellow workers, his fellow servants of God not to receive the grace in vain but work for God.
那、啊、保罗本身他就做一个榜样、啊、
And Paul himself leads by example.
因为职分是一种恩典啊
Because we know the ministry is a gift.
啊，第三节。
Let's see verse 3.
第六章第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3. Verse 3. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed.
所以我们哦，因为敬重这个职分哦，我们啊也因为有这个职分，我们也不叫凡事不叫人啊啊有妨碍啊，免得这个职分被人家诽谤。
So because we honor and we esteem this ministry, we do not offend anyone so that the ministry may not be blamed.
所以保罗怎么样显示出他不徒受神的恩典呢
?How does Paul show that he does not take the grace of God in vain?
他为主耶稣受很多的苦哦。
Paul suffered much for Christ.
这个苦可以分成三部分。
And there are three types of suffering he went through.
第一种苦就是一般人也会遇到的。
The first one is the type of suffering that everyone goes through.
我们请读第四节。
Let us see verse 4. Chapter 6, verse 4. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in distresses.
这是一般的人也会要忍耐，也会有患难，也会有穷乏困苦的时候。
Ordinary people have to go through these types of
suffering. 那第五节这是很特别哦，他保罗一个特别的经历了。一般，我们大概现在的传道人也不一定有这样的经历了。
And then in verse 5 we see the personal experiences Paul had that the special experiences Paul had that the ministers today might not have.
我们来读第五节。
Let us read verse 5. Verse 5, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings.
这是他比较特别的是鞭打监禁哦。
The most special ones are stripes and imprisonment.
那为了这个职分不被人家毁谤呢，他有很多这种 self-discipline, 很多这种自律啊。
In order to avoid the ministry being blamed, Paul has much self-discipline.
我们看第六节开始。
Let's see verse 6. By purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love.
第七节。
7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
八节。
8. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true.
第九节。
9. As unknown and yet well-known, as dying and behold we live.As chastened and yet not killed.
第十节。
10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
虽然他经历很多的困苦，看起来好像很糟糕，事实上神都补足。
So it seems that it is very unfortunate that Paul had to go through this suffering, but God always provided.
好像是忧愁的，却是快乐。
It seems that he is in sorrow, but he is in joy.
好像是贫乏、穷乏的，却是叫很多人富足。
On the appearance, he is poor, but he makes many rich.
好像什么都没有，却是什么都有。
As if he had nothing, but in reality, possessing all things.
所以，他在自立的之后呢，他谈到其实这个是这个职分带给他很多的恩惠。
So Paul says that in the end, the ministry brought him much grace.
因为我们的老板是神啊。
Because our boss is God.
神给我们的路啊，真的是很美好的、很福气的路了。
And the ways that God makes us walk on are very blessed.
你知道吗？人世间很多人呢，为一个理想在受苦。
Many people suffer greatly in this world for their ideals.
那个理想不一定有意义的。
And these ideals might not be meaningful.
你是那些恐怖分子。
Think about the terrorists.
他们身上带一个炸弹。
They carry bombs on their bodies.
外面套一个厚厚的皮夹克。
And outside, they hide these bombs with a thick jacket.
走到人群当中，把自己炸死，把别人炸死。
They go into the multitude and kill themselves and all the people around them.
他这种苦，他也受。
And these people suffer.
但是这是没有意义的。
But this suffering has no meaning at all.
今天我们不必为主耶稣死。
Today we do not need to die for the Lord.
我们吃一点点苦。
We just suffer a little.
但是是为万军之主啊，永生神的神来做的。
But we suffer for the Lord of hosts and for the everlasting God.
这是何等有意义的事情
！Think how meaningful this is.
所以我们不要弟兄姐妹，我们 NATS 的学员不要白白受主耶稣的恩典。
So NATS students don't take the grace of God in vain.
NYTS 是未来的教会。
NYTS deals with the future church.
诸位是今日的教会。
You today are the church of this moment.
主要诸位真的强壮起来。
If you are strengthened.
你会看到真的神借着诸位把这个热诚那个火力热力带到全美国各个地方。
You realize that God will bring this zeal to the churches of the United States through you.
你自己像一粒麦子埋下去了。
You are like the seed who dies in the ground.
你会看到你的地方教会啊，因着你的那种一点点辛苦为万军之神的，能够结出百粒的枝子来。
And you see that many seed grow out of your death in your local church out of your sacrifice.
所以我们求你们呐。
So I plead to you.
真的，不要徒受神的恩典。
Don't receive God's grace in vain.
我们来这边也是一种恩典。
Today we come here and we know this is a blessing.
我们来这边接受这么多。
We receive so much.
我们回去要把它贡献给神。
And when we return, we have to give it back to God. Let's pray in silence.